This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from the coronavirus, overtaking Italy for the highest death toll in the world. About half of the deaths in the United States happen in the New York metropolitan area, but fear is mounting over the spread of the virus into the nation's heartland. Hot spots of contagion are erupting in Midwest, including the nursing home deaths in Indiana and Iowa, and deaths at the Cook County Jail in Chicago, Illinois. Cook County has also set up a temporary morgue that can take more than 2,000 bodies. Globally, confirmed infections rose to about 1.8 million, with nearly 109,000 deaths. The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of health workers becoming infected by the deadly virus. The UN Health Agency is appealing for international support to provide health workers with the supplies and other tools needed to keep them safe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, the healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. While they are putting their lives on the line to save others, Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe. He says some health workers become infected outside health facilities in their homes or communities, but the majority are being infected within health facilities where they are exposed to the deadly virus throughout the day. Many become sick, he says, because they are not sufficiently trained or lack experience in recognizing COVID-19 and dealing with respiratory pathogens. He also says that long hours tending to sick patients and lack of rest also can weaken the resistance to the virus. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.